Blog Talk Radio.
These guys are farming content to get AdSense revenue, bro. We're talking about these topics and giving y'all life lessons along the line. This isn't just about calling Nina a 304. It's about telling y'all she's a 304 and telling y'all how to deal with the situation and the mistakes that Logan made in the situation. So that's the difference between us and these other fucking bums.
You better not complain one time. I don't want to hear nothing from you.
All right, let's keep going, guys. 505-605-9740. 505-605-9740. Who's the first on the lines?
Hold on.
Most controlling the ones and twos, guys, for the phone lines.
I got to open up my part.
Okay. If we can find 9584.
Just get that first.
I think that's Hunter.
9584, right here?
Yeah.
Click right here?
Yeah. Let's get Hunter online. Hunter, we can hear you. Just shoot it. Let us
click it.
Hit us with your question right away or a comment.
All right. You guys are good?
What's up, bro? Welcome to the show.
All right.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. We're good. Appreciate you guys opening up the phone lines for the fans. I know we all appreciate it. So a few things I just wanted to say was one, I wonder what Logan's mental health is right now. I mean, I know we always talk about it. He's obviously going through some shit. I'm not like trying to dick ride him. I'm just like generally curious of what that actually looks like. The other thing is the restraining order actually went through. The judge actually granted that. And then the other thing was if now that it's there, Nina actually won't be able to go to the fight. So I wonder how that's going to go down. I know I saw that somewhere floating online. And,
yeah, I don't think that's going to affect her, though. Like, I don't think she even wanted to go. She would get ridiculed if she went to that fight.
Yeah, and so I was taking notes along while you guys were talking. You were talking about how girls always go after money and how she's going to go after Logan's money. But, again, I was talking about the life insurance earlier. If he has a bunch of money, if he can just throw that all into life insurance or a trust or something like that where she won't be able to take his assets, that would be – something good for him to do.
Yeah, I pray to God that he signed up a prenup. I mean, he's obviously probably never going to disclose that shit, but I'm hoping he was smart enough to at least do that. He has way too high of a net worth to do that, but we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the beauty about life insurance is judges, no one can tap into that. So whatever's in there, it's in there. No one can touch it. Right. Yeah, like I said, I appreciate you guys opening up the phone lines for the fans. We all appreciate it. I'm trying to make it quick. Shout out FNF. Subscribe, everyone. Rumble's free to follow on. Sneeko has more followers than FNF. Fuck Sneeko. Just kidding. I love him, but he provides way less value than FNF.
Come on, man.
Right now.
No war, Shane. No war. No war, Shane.
All right, boys. I'll catch you later. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Take it easy. Sneeko's the homie, though.
I actually have to redo this stream.
You got
to
redo
the
blog talk is acting up. That came through perfect.
No, I put in too short of a time.
Well, you fag. All right, we're going to increase the time for y'all.